The state announced today a new head for the office in charge of regulating alcohol and marijuana. Erica McConnell has worked in Anchorage's municipal planning department for more than a decade. More recently, she wrote the city's regulations for commercial cannabis businesses. McConnell's new job as director of the Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office falls under the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. Commissioner Chris Laddick says her expertise on local regulation makes McConnell an asset for state administration.
She's well positioned to take on management and regulatory duties of this position. She was the marijuana coordinator while for the city, and I think that speeds up her onboarding process as she learns, you know, the state's regulatory structure.
The AMCO director has a lot of influence in shaping the state government's role in Alaska's new cannabis industry. In the months ahead, McConnell will have a say in controversial issues like on-site consumption and the legality of certain concentrated oils. Shortly after news of the appointment today, opinions from industry members were mixed. Bruce Schulte is the former chair of the Marijuana Control Board and has reservations over whether McConnell's background will align with industry needs.
It is a fact that Anchorage has been one of the most difficult communities, really the most difficult community for any of these businesses to get established. And Erica's been very key in that process. So, you know, I hope that we don't see any more complication extend statewide like what we've seen in Anchorage.
Schulte says he hopes that McConnell will bring a broader perspective to the office, which he's criticized for being too top down in the rulemaking process.
I would hope that we'd see a friendlier interaction with the cannabis industry and an AMCO office that's there to help them succeed rather than throw yet more obstacles in their way.
Others found the appointment more encouraging. Attorney Jana Weltzien represents several cannabis businesses in Alaska and says she's found McConnell to be tough but fair. Weltzien added, quote, "She's going to be hard on both sides, which is how it should be." McConnell takes over as AMCO director on March 30th.